Hey everyone, it's another Spotlight edition. I can't really like call these things the same fucking thing every time I record them. Spotlight series, this is number 5. I teased it a little bit in the end of number 4, which was baggy sweaters and Coke bottle glasses. Sorry, I'm driving, so because I multitask all the time. I'm never doing only one thing, so I have a bit of a drive ahead of me, so I'm going to do a few of these while I'm doing that. So our 5th Spotlight series is on May I, the very first in the May I series, obviously, the one that started that whole thing and sort of created the dream team that is Uttered Bun and myself, which we have now done, I believe, and I don't have the ability to fact check while I'm driving. We have now, ooh, that's a bump, hold on. We've now done, I believe, 9, may even be 10 as of the time I post this, because I know there's more in the works with the Vixen series. 9, 10, somewhere in there, audios together. So Bun has been it's been around for a while. I believe his scripts were in amongst the earliest ones that I filled. Not the first, but second, third, somewhere in there. So I've been a fan of Bun's work for a while, and clearly. So when May I came out, it was just a, you know, I didn't know anything about it. I saw it on the board just like everybody else. And I read it and I instantly fell in love with it. It was such a different take. A lot of what we do in the audio community, or at least in my experience, there's a big thirst for non-consent, right? And, you know, free use and things like this, where, you know, what the person who's actually doing the act thinks isn't always front of mind. And that's just part of it. It's neither here nor there. It's just the way a lot of that stuff tends to be. So to see this just wholesome, sweet little script about this girl who had clearly been through something, wanting to do more but not able to, and you know, her consent, her comfort, all of that being first and foremost in the mind of her partner, that was huge. Like, I had to take a minute with that and just sit there and go, wow, like, way to go, Bun. So that was really interesting. The other thing, when I read that script, now I just talked about the characters and how they can affect me, and I think I mentioned this briefly in the baggy sweaters spotlight. That character I didn't connect with in a personal way. I connected with that character in a protective way, so a very external way. That was a character that I wanted to take care of. This character, I felt like inside me, I could be that person. I don't have a history like that. It's not a connection that way. But there's something about that vulnerability that character had, that fear, that anxiety over something that most people consider to be 100% normal. I mean, you're going out with somebody, you really like them, you want to be intimate, you do it, right? To somebody that doesn't have a history like that, that typically is the way it goes. So for somebody to have an anxiety over something that isn't typically an anxious thing, that hits a little bit hard. So I was really grabbed by that. And I wanted to be able to express her feelings properly. There was no doubt in my mind I was going to do this script. I wasn't even finished. Like, I didn't even know how it was going to end. And I was ready to record it. She when I heard her in my head, she had this, just this delicate touch to her. I could hear the voice. I could hear the little catches in her speech, the little cadences that make her her, right? I heard them when I read her. So this is what I went into this audio with, was this girl in my head that had been through a lot and was now being given the opportunity by someone she cared very much about to do something she'd never done before, and to do it in a safe and protected way. And, you know, if you're a fan of the feels like I tend to be, as evidenced by the type of scripts that I do, that was kind of awesome. It made me really excited to see what could happen with her story. So when I sat down to record the script, it was during a batch night. I believe I had six that night. I'd have to check the log, but I believe it was only six that night. And I did that intentionally, and I left this one to the end because I knew that it was going to be one that sort of took my legs out from under me, right? It was going to be one that when I was done, I wasn't going to want to do anything else. She was going to just own the night, and that was it. So I didn't really want to do too much before because I didn't want to take up all my energy. Because the thing is, even though it's not a boisterous script, there's not a lot of, you know, big sounds and, you know, big theatrical performance. To do that, that level of nuance is actually harder. To emote like that, to really get into a character like that, especially one with the way I did her voice, the breath control and the hesitation, and I mean, I made sure that all of these things were in play for her, because that's what I heard. But physically, that stuff is very demanding. So I had to make sure that I was taking care of my instrument, which is me, my voice, my body, everything, and making sure that I had everything that I needed to do this right. So I couldn't overdo it first, but I needed to be nice and warm. I needed to be in my groove, which it takes me like two or three scripts to get there. Not noticeably, but how I feel, like I could feel myself settle into that. But I couldn't be so far into it that I was tired. And that was that night. So she was the last of six. I want to say it was six. Correct me if I'm wrong, log somewhere in my computer as I'm driving away from it. It's fine. But yeah, that was the last one. And I sat down, and there weren't any props or anything. You know, I always have, you know, I sit down and I have all my stuff that I need to do what I do. And I didn't need anything. I just needed me. And that in itself was potent because it was raw. It was just her and I. I was just hanging out with her. And she just came out. I looked at the script, I sort of figured out where I was going to start, and away we went. And she told me her story so I could tell it to you. And I know people probably think I'm fucking nuts when I talk like that, because, I mean, it's a fucking character on a page. Yes, I get it. I totally get it. But at the same time, when you're reading someone who has been crafted with such skill, and has been given the three-dimensional development that Bunn gave this character, and gives, let's face it, all his characters, you see them. They're not 2D, you know, flat people on a page. They're real people. And this girl, that's what she was. I got to hang out with her while I recorded her story for you. And by the end of it, I was proud of her. That was the weirdest thing. And that was the thing that stuck with me about this one. I don't think I've ever gotten to the end of an orgasm and been proud of the character that I just played. I don't think that's ever happened before. That was a new experience. But by the time I finished recording that one, I sat back in my chair and I moved the mic away and I just kind of sat there for a minute and I thought, I am so proud of her. She did it. And it's really dumb because I literally was the person doing it, but it was her story. And that's, you know, I was able to do that with her and to personify that for her. Because, you know, I took that into myself. So it was really cool to be able to get into that character that way. So now that you all think I'm completely fucking insane, which, thank you, I knew that. That's how the character development on May I happened. She told me who she was. She told me the story she wanted to tell and how much, you know, I could help and what I needed to do to help her tell that story. So I did. And to be honest, when I released it, because of the nature of it, I mean, it wasn't really a big sex audio, obviously. And that wasn't during the time when the big stereo audios had hit. Excuse me, I'm gonna start yawning. I'm driving. It's like 5 to 8. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, there's no kitties because I'm in the car, but whatever. So it was before the shift toward the big story-based audios. So this one was kind of out of the norm for me at the time because I had been playing around with a lot of different stuff. I had a bunch of rape audios. I had some supernatural stuff. I was kind of trying everything at that point because I hadn't really figured out what I wanted to do. And I was also trying to learn as much as I could about the different types of audios that I could do. And extend my range as a performer. I wanted to grow. I wanted to stretch, and I didn't want to be stuck with one genre before I was established. So in that time period, I talk about it like it was years ago. It was like 4 months ago. It's great. The type of audio that this was, just, it wasn't me yet. This wasn't what I was known for yet. This wasn't the crowd that I spoke to yet. So I really didn't know what to expect when I posted it. And at first, it wasn't numbers-wise.
Excuse me.
Oh, God, here we go. Numbers-wise, it wasn't a big... Like, it wasn't... I didn't start having huge numbers until after Baggy Sweaters. I said that in the last one. So it was about normal for me before then. And I was fine with it. I liked it. What I really enjoyed, though, was the feedback on it. Other than get a new suit, it was the most sought after audio for a sequel. So get a new suit, as soon as I posted that, I started getting requests for sequels, like for a follow-up, and this one, the same thing happened. All of a sudden, I was getting inundated with requests for a follow-up, because, and I agreed with them, but I would never, you know, say that publicly, because I don't ever want a writer to feel they have to, right? I don't ever want my writers to feel like they owe me anything, or the audience anything. They don't owe anybody anything. It's an idea that they had, that they ran with, and they were kind enough and generous enough to give us in a script. We don't get any more than that if they don't want to give it to us. That's the end of it. So I didn't want to come out and say to Bun, hey, can you write more? Because, you know, that's a dick move. So I just kind of let it go. And anybody that asked, I just said, you know what, it's not my property, it's not my writing. But, it, you know, maybe, who knows, he might, I don't know. So we left it at that. Next thing I know, here comes Bun with another one. And the series was born. So it ended up being 4 audios in total, And I'm very, very privileged to say that I got to be a tiny part of the creation of the third and fourth part. He let me be a little bit of an ear for those. Just that final step, which was really cool. Not gonna lie. We put them out, so all four of them are out there now. Series is done. But that first one, May I, the original one, was where it started. That's where that character came from. And I made sure when I recorded the follow-ups.
Excuse me, good Lord.
When I recorded the follow-ups, I made sure to keep hearing her, to keep listening to her, to keep letting her tell me what she wanted to say and how she wanted to say it. And that series, when I listened to it, so I did a thing recently, and I spend so much time with these things, I get tired of them because it's my voice. Like I hear my voice all the time. I don't want to hear it anymore. And when I'm editing, because some of these editing jobs takes, hours and hours and hours, I spend so much time with the audios while I'm putting them together, I never want to hear them again, if I'm honest.
Excuse me.
Stop it. I need to stop for coffee or something. Anyway, actually, Bun inspired this because he did it. He's like, he sent me a message and he said, I want to hear them back to back to back to back. And I said, okay, good luck. Like, that's almost 4 hours of audio because these things are not short, right? There's a lot of build. Here's a lot of story. This is essentially you're sitting through two movies, sitting through this series. So he did it. And I thought, I wonder what that's like. I wonder what that actually looks like and how it flows. And so I did it. And you know what? That series, I am so proud of that. I can't even tell you how proud I am of that series. The writing is so flawless, like one to the next, for all four parts. The first one being absolutely beautiful as a starting point. Just I can't say enough good about that script. It's amazing to me that this little idea started in this writer's head, and then all of a sudden I have this amazing thing in my hand that I'm allowed to bring to life. And it just, that flabbergasts me, and the generosity of sharing it with us and allowing me to record it is just incredible. So that series I am very, very proud of. The style of writing is one that I come to associate with Bun. It's sensitive. It's compassionate. It has beats in it that allow the listener a moment to really get into what's going on. And there's just an elegance to it. So I thoroughly enjoy recording Bun scripts, as evidenced by the fact that we've got another series going right now with Vixen. So, a truly, truly gifted writer. And, was awesome about feedback, too, when he came to me with the other pieces of May I. And I made a couple of little offhanded comments. They weren't even, like, suggestions. It was just, like, me being me and talking too much. And he took them and just ran with them and made them amazing. So, Bun, you're probably, I don't know if you'll listen to this, but you're pretty epic, my friend. And I'm so glad we're working together still. Your scripts are awesome. May I was fantastic. That was sort of the start of it all for us. And I can't wait to see where it goes. So if y'all get a chance, read those scripts, sit down with them and actually like read them. Don't just listen to me butcher them, but read them because they're worth going through. And just seeing the style and seeing the ability there, because it's something to see. All right, that wraps it up for this one. I've got three more to do because you guys got to stop crossing the 10K mark on me. I'm going to friggin' go nuts on spotlights alone. I've got three more to do. There are three more that have crossed the mark in the last 24 hours. So we're gonna do spotlights on those too. This seems to be what we do. So I'll get those ready and hope y'all enjoyed this one, and I'll talk to you soon.